Hello, welcome back to Coach Enya Below the Bar podcast. So this week, I want to jump into going on a city break or going abroad while you're in a calorie deficit. Now, if you're going away for a week, you're probably going into a calorie deficit for that week away. You know, most fat loss phases are between 12 to 16 weeks. So you could still go away for a week and still make a lot of progress. Like, let's just be honest, you're probably not going to lose weight the week that you go away, but you'll probably maintain it. And if you do put on a pound, like, you know, 1 pound and losing 15 pounds over the course of 16 weeks is still massive, okay? But anyway, excuse me, just a quick photo shoe prep update, because I started week 14 this week. And yeah, like the scale is flying down. I'm probably the lightest I've ever been. Like, but at the end of the day, I know I'm not going to stay this way. Like, I would say when this is finished, I would probably put on maybe another 3 kilo. So I'm 56 kilo at the moment, and 56.2. So I had a week where it was my time of the month. Like, I had plummeted to 56.8. And then I went back up to the 57s for about a week because it was my time of the month. I hadn't had a bowel movement for a few days. The scale was stalling big time. So I had, you know, a good streak of the scale constantly going down, and then I just stalled for a week. And I knew why, because it was my time of the month. But now things are back moving swiftly again. And, you know, you have to be honest with your coach. You have to tell them, oh, this is happening, that's happening. And then they implement things to either help things move a bit more, or else they might give you more food. Okay, this week we might give you a little refeed because your body actually needs it. And he even said to me this week, he said that, you know, going forward, we do a check-in on a Wednesday and a Saturday. And a Saturday is kind of like a little mini check-in. He will say to me, okay, let's increase calories today by X amount and give you a little refeed. And that can actually help get things moving then on the scale, because the leaner you become, like, it's literally like stopping at every petrol station to top up, because your body needs it. It needs fuel, like, you're expending so much energy. Some days are harder than others, mentally, you know. Some days, especially over the Easter weekend, it wasn't the chocolate that I missed. It was kind of just the festivities, like people going out, you know, having Sunday dinners, eating their eggs and stuff like that. Like, you do, it can be quite a lonely journey. But I know, like, I'm on the home stretch now. Like, once this week is out of way, it's only going to be 5 weeks away. It's going to fly in. Like, it's next month. Like, I remember starting this in January and now it's next month. And, you know, I've come this far. I've come 14 weeks. So I can do another 5 to 6 weeks. It can just be mentally tough and, you know, the fatigue and stuff. But this is part of it. The harder it gets, it means you're getting closer. I seen a quote the other day. I think I shared it. The closer you're getting, it means that, you know, that's why it's getting harder. So, yeah, I think nothing's really changed. Cardio stayed the same. Food stayed the same. It's just a matter of holding this now and keep going, and don't take your eye off the ball. Like, I'm in work a lot every night the last couple of nights, and then over the weekend as well, because it's Friday right now. And I always find that when I'm out of routine or I have a lot on, I get more stressed because I'm trying to fit in all my activity. So when I do have things on, it can be a bit tougher. And then when I have kind of quiet days and I get everything done, it's great. But I always say to my own clients, putting in the work when the results aren't immediate and putting in the work when you don't want to do it compounds into a result. Only doing the work when you want to do it and only doing the work when you have free time, you be on your journey for about 10 years, okay? And I can't wait to get back to eating like a normal human being again. Like, I love my oats every morning and I love experimenting with different meals. And, you know, I'm getting really into cooking and stuff and, like, trying different foods and stuff to keep it interesting. But I do always love my overnight oats. Well, even though I eat them straight away, I don't leave them in the fridge with my protein powder. I just wish that, you know, I have about 80 grams of oats. And some people are quite shocked at that. They're like, 80 grams? Sometimes I have 100 grams. If I could have 200 grams of oats with peanut butter, almond milk and my Biscoff flavoured whey protein, I would do that if I could fit it into my calories. But some people are quite shocked, because I see a lot of people doing these oats recipes online and they're like 30 to 40 grams of oats. And I'm like, that would not fill a gap in my tooth. Like, no wonder you're having cravings 3 hours later or you're feeling hungry 3 hours later. Like, that's not a sufficient amount of oats. I'm sorry, not for me anyway. Definitely not for me. And people keep asking me, what's the first meal you're going to have after your photo shoot? Like, I have meals I love every day and I make them tasty and I try and make them low calorie, high protein. But in terms of, like, I suppose not bad foods, but like not the cleanest of foods, I have 2 Easter eggs in the boot of my car and I'm definitely going to have one the minute I finish that photo shoot. I'm running out to the car, I'm sitting there and I'm going to enjoy every bit of it. But I actually want to bring a lunchbox of overnight oats, just a bigger portion, because I love it so much. I love the taste of it. If I do say so myself, my own oats that I make at home, like 200 grams of fucking oats, like that's what I'm thinking of. But anyway, so I wanted to talk about going abroad while in a calorie deficit, particularly like city breaks, you know, hen parties, etc., nights away and stuff, because I've actually had a lot of clients get on to me that they've been going on city breaks and I'm giving them tips, or like, you know, they're panicking that, or even DMs, people panicking, I'm going away for the weekend and I'm worried I'm going to ruin my progress. Like, in the grand scheme of things, 2 days is not going to ruin your progress. Like, one girl had said that she had lost 5 pounds over 5 weeks, or 3 weeks, I think. And I was like, that's like 1,700 calories, not 17,000 calories you've burned and eaten less of over the last 3 weeks. Do you think you're going to eat that on top of your daily calories, you know, this weekend? And you have to think rationally, and no, you're not. Especially if you're going on a city break, you're probably going to be doing a bit of sightseeing. You're going to be walking around a lot. You're going to be getting a lot of your steps in. Like, you're probably just going to be having your normal 3 meals as well. And let's be honest, like, when you do go away, it is rare that you sit down and have 3 meals a day. Like, you probably just have your breakfast, then you're out for the whole day, and then you just have your dinner. And then, yeah, so I'm gonna jump into this. So holiday season is upon us, and I know a lot of people are probably getting in shape now for a holiday. And in between now and that holiday, the holiday could be in the middle of summer, July, August, they might have a city break or a hen party or a staycation. And, you know, you're not going to be... A fat loss phase is 12 to 16 weeks, okay? And in the grand scheme of things, you're probably going to be maintaining for the rest of the year. But unfortunately, sometimes you might just have an event that you have to go to, or you booked something, but you still want to stay, you still want to achieve your fat loss goals. Like, a lot of people wait, oh, I'll just wait till I'm home to start. But you can still make a lot of progress and go away for 2 nights or go on a staycation, okay? So, you know, there's always going to be something coming up. There's always going to be a wedding. There's always going to be a party. There's always going to be a night away, a weekend, a holiday. So just start and then learn to navigate around those. So first of all, did you think when you started this, there wasn't going to be a day where you couldn't track your calories? Because I know when people go away, they can't track the food out in the restaurant or whatever else. Like, let's be realistic here. There are going to be days, even when you're at home, that you won't be able to track your food. Like, something might have come up, a family emergency or something, you know, your food scale might have died. It's not the end of the world. Like, those days are going to come up more often than you think. And it's how you respond to them that matters. If you've been tracking for 6 weeks and you've lost 6 pounds, like, 2 nights away in Liverpool isn't going to cancel all of that out. You know, like, there's 21,000 calories in 6 pounds of fat. Are you going to eat all that in 2 days? No. And if it's a trip, you'll probably be doing a lot of sightseeing. Like I said, you'll be doing a lot of steps. Like, you're not going to be lying in bed for the whole time that you're away. Okay, let's just put it that way. Not moving an inch. Like, I went to Benidorm. I went to Ibiza. Excuse me. While I was in calorie deficits. Now, they were only for like 3 or 4 nights each. Actually, Ibiza was a lot longer because my flight was cancelled. Typical. But yeah, I was in calorie deficits when I went on those trips. And to be honest, they aren't the best place to go to be mindful with your food. Like, you're going to be doing a lot of drinking rather than eating. So it wasn't really the food part. And even though the food options weren't great, it was just fried food and stuff like that. And yeah, there was actually a restaurant in Ibiza, I forget the name of it, I think it's called the Skinny Kitchen, and they actually did really lovely food. Highly recommend if you're ever in Ibiza, by the way. Like, really high protein, tasty foods, breakfast, lunches, dinners. I don't know whether they do dinners. No, they open in the evening, but really tasty food and clean food too, because, you know, after some time of looking after myself and being in the gym and, you know, eating better, I hate going to America. Like, I love America, but I hate the food in America because it's just so deep fried, calorific. Like, if you're going to America and you're on a calorie deficit, just accept I am not going to lose weight this week, okay? Because the food is fucking shocking. Like, it's not nice. I just don't like it. you have to look really hard to find a good restaurant with decent food. Other than that, it's just IHOPs, McDonald's, you know, KFCs, just Wendy's, Taco Bell, everything, Denny's. Just it's just, yeah, you wouldn't want to be going there being conscious about your deficit anyway. But look, sorry, my throat is like a frog this morning. But when I went to Benidorm and I went to Ibiza, like, I did the best I could. And you know what I did? The most important thing is when I came home, I got back to normal straight away. And to be honest, it actually didn't even make much of a difference because I was only gone for like 3 to 4 days. And my fat loss phase was like 12 to 16 weeks. So in the grand scheme of things, if you're good at maths, what's going to matter more? Being, you know, 15 weeks in a deficit and then 4 days within that, you know, being off track, I think you can do the maths here. So when it comes to the food and you're going away, okay, so number one, don't think it's a get out of jail free card and, you know, you make up for it for all the lost calories you've missed out on over the last while. Unless you're going to a wing eating contest, why can't you still be mindful and enjoy yourself at the same time? Like, a lot of people can do that. Like, you've worked so hard over these, say, 3-4 months to build up, you know, these really strong habits, and then you're going away and you're just thinking, okay, here comes back old me, and you're just pressing this fucker button and you're having, you know, these massive breakfasts, these massive lunch, snacking your way through the day. And then when it comes to dinner time, your starter, main dessert, washing it down with 6 pints of cider. Oh, sure, I'm away. It's get out of jail free card. Deficit doesn't matter. You're the one who wanted to drop body fat. Like, you're the one who wanted to make a change and change your lifestyle. No one's making you drop the body fat. You wanted to do this for yourself. So why can't you go away and still be mindful? Like, so for example, when I went on a cruise last year in October, I wasn't in a calorie deficit, but I was so used to, you know, eating at the same meal times, eating clean foods. Like, I would obviously have food I enjoy as well. Like, I'm, you know, I'm human. But, you know, for the majority of the time, I'm eating kind of cleaner food. I'm eating at the same meal times every day. Wasn't drinking as much in the build up to the cruise. And then when I went on the cruise, there was just an abundance of food. It was just like buffets all the time. Just food getting thrown at you. You know, it was like people, waiters, like, just bringing food up to you. It was bizarre. Like, it was really bizarre. Like, you when you go on a cruise, like, don't expect to lose weight on a cruise. But what I noticed was, because my eating habits were out of whack and I was eating more food and I was eating kind of more crap food, I was so bloated, like, to the point where my stomach was sore a lot of the time. Like, I was going around and I looked like I was pregnant. Like, that's how bloated I looked. And, you know, obviously alcohol thrown into the mix as well. Like, my sleeping was off and stuff, but I was really bloated. And I was like, you can tell, this is probably how I felt before I ever got into this lifestyle. Like, just, it was really uncomfortable and I didn't enjoy it. You know, the middle of the day, I would hit this slump, and then they had a gym on the cruise, on the boat. So I would sometimes go for a walk and that would make me feel a little bit better. A walk on the treadmill, that can help with digestion too. And I would be getting my steps in, and I would be getting my steps in anyway, because I'd be going around to these different cities and stuff like that. But yeah, that just goes to show that when you press the fucker button, whether you're in a deficit or in maintenance, and you go away and, you know, you've spent months monitoring your food intake, eating at the same meal times, to just going off the rails, those are the repercussions. Like, you can get constipated, you can have really bad bowel movements, you know, you can just feel so bloated and uncomfortable. So yeah, lesson learned. And I think going away, the next time if I go on something like that, I'll know what to expect, and I'll know to be like, no, and you just eat your breakfast, lunch and dinner. Like, you don't need to be eating pizzas in the middle of the day when you've had your breakfast an hour ago, or, you know, wings and stuff. Like, your dinner's in another couple, or your lunch is in another couple of hours. Yeah, it was just like, I was like a seagull. I was like a pack of seagulls to a slice of bread at a beach. That's what it was like. But lesson learned. And, you know, going forward, when I go on a holiday similar to that again, I'll just know, and you just stick to your usual routine. Obviously enjoy nice food, but yeah, you don't need to be going off the rails. And the same with yourself. You know, if it's early on in your fat loss journey, trying to be as consistent as possible with your routine is important too, to keep the habit strong. So instead of depriving yourself or restricting yourself at breakfast, instead of getting like 3 of everything, you know, 3 sausages, 3 puddings, three rashers at the hotel breakfast buffet. Maybe get one sausage, one rasher, two eggs for the protein, one pudding, one slice of toast. Or if you don't want the meat, just get scrambled eggs and toast. Or if it's a made to order, maybe get an omelette with ham or chicken. Keep a high protein. Or I've seen people bring their oats and protein powder with them in one of those like freezer bags. That's if you really want to hone in on your goals. And then they just like buy milk when they're there. And look, it's each to their own. But I would never be telling people meal prep for your weekend away or your night away with friends and family. Like, that's completely up to them. If they want to do that, that's great. If they don't, and they just go away and be mindful, that's also fine. When it comes to lunch, if you're eating out, same again. Don't deprive yourself and eat a salad because you're terrified you'll gain back the weight, okay? If you stick to your three meals a day and have a protein snack, omelette, etc. We are keeping the habit and accountability and the mindfulness alive. Like, remember, you don't want to be bringing old you back into the equation. That's why it's important to keep consistent, be consistent, you know, with meal times and stuff. And look, I know you are going to be in a situation sometimes where you can't eat at the same meal times when you're away. That's fine. It matters what we do most of the time, not some of the time. But if you can, that's great. But, you know, for lunch, maybe go for a chicken wrap slash sandwich. If it comes with chips, just have the chips. No need to be awkward. You can split them with your friend if you want. Anything with a protein source in it, like salmon, fish, beef, turkey, chicken, is a mindful choice. You know, most dishes come with a protein source anyway. Do you need to get a starter, main and dessert to every meal? Probably not. If you're in a situation where you all go somewhere that does a three-course special, don't panic. And again, just be mindful. What would be the cleaner option for the starter? I'll enjoy my main, and maybe for dessert, I'll split it with a friend, or, you know, order ice cream or something like that. It's totally up to you. Like, you could order a salad for the starter, enjoy our main and dessert, or, you know, you could order a tasty starter, enjoy our main, and then maybe have a light dessert or split it with your friend. Dinner is literally the same. So I've mentioned this in a couple of podcasts. Like, if you're ordering like a chicken curry, do you need to get rice and chips? No, just order one, just get one carb source. Like, a chicken curry will obviously only come with a carb source, one carb source anyway. You probably have to pay extra for to get the chips. Like, if you order with rice, you probably have to pay extra for the chips. If you order with chips, you probably have to pay extra for the rice. You don't need two carb sources on a side of a curry dish, okay? If you're being mindful. So it's the chips or the rice, that's what I would say. You know, spaghetti bolognese usually comes with garlic bread, or you can order garlic bread on the side. Like, you know, your spaghetti, your pasta, that's usually the carb source. The beef is the protein source. Do you need the garlic bread? No. But look, if it comes with it, split it with your friend or have it. Again, if you're only going away for two nights, it's not going to make a massive difference. You know, if you were going away for a week in a deficit, I would say maybe, yeah, be a little bit more mindful. But what if you don't have a lunch but you want something on the go? When I was in London, I was in a calorie deficit going back last year, and our hotel didn't have a breakfast place, so we just grabbed a pre-made wrap in Costa. And I looked at the back of the chicken wrap that I picked up, and it had some decent amount of protein in it. And I just grabbed that. Now, the protein is to keep you full, remember. It's not just for muscle and repair. So I wanted to keep full until my next meal, because you can get hungry when you're walking around a city for hours, you know. And if I had just got a pastry for breakfast at 9 a.m, I'd be starving come 11, 12. And then I'd want to eat again. And then that's going to obviously contribute to extra calories. If something has 500 calories and has 30 to 50 grams of protein in it, that's pretty good. Like, my rule of thumb is usually 10 grams of protein per 100 calories. So if you pick up something that has chicken in it, or beef or ham, have a look at the back. And if it says 500 calories and it has, you know, 40 to 50 grams of protein, that's really good. A protein bar is like 200 calories and has 20 grams of protein in it. So that's really good. That's a good snack. In terms of snacks, do you need to eat a large tub of Pringles while you're getting ready to go out, or while your friend's getting ready to go out and you're waiting on them? Probably not. Okay, you could grab some protein snacks like a bar or a yogurt and keep them in your fridge if you are peckish, or maybe, you know, a light packet of crisps, like low calorie, like Treble Crunch. These are all like little kind of hacks and stuff to still be mindful and still feel like you are in on the phone and you're not missing out. When it comes to alcohol, this is totally up to you. If you, like, I don't send my clients away with a rule book when they're going away, but if they ask how they can minimize damage, I'll give them a few tips. Low calorie alcohol, like spirits and, you know, low cal mixers, local cider, beers. Prosecco's quite low on calories too. Cans of that White Claw, cans of that West Coast Cooler Rosé. Obviously, a few shots are going to be thrown in. You're human, okay? And you want to have the crack. There's no point being a party pooper. Now, the feed on the way home is where things get tricky. I was guilty of this. You'll always get two parties. One who want to go to the kebab shop on the way home, or the others who just want to go home to bed. If you were in a calorie deficit and want to minimise damage, you fed yourself today, you had enough food, you had your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner. Is it wise to go to the kebab shop and order a mega kebab meal? You know, loads of chips, everything, the works in a box, mill it and then just go to bed. Is there a point? You've had your three meals, you aren't hungry, you're just craving a kebab. If you're in a deficit and you want to minimise damage, would that be the best choice? What's the better choice here? Just going home to bed, you're going to wake up and you're going to have your breakfast again and you're going to be full again, okay? You don't want to wake up, and not that you should feel guilty over eating anything, but you're just going to wake up and you're going to feel shit. You know you are. And it can be completely avoided. Now, I know it's easy saying that when you have a few drinks on you, it's very easy to just get blown into the kebab shop. But you, like a lot of people that are, what would you call it? I would say my decision making is very poor when I have drink on me. So it's probably hard to do that when you're in a drunken state. You're like, oh wait, I'm in a calorie deficit, I want to make a smart choice. But I actually used to do that. I used to go to curry shops, even in my local, or get a pizza or a chipper on the way home. And then eventually I just stopped. I just started weaning myself off. And I'm like, what's the point getting this? I'm not hungry. I'm just peckish because I'm drinking and I'm craving something like this. You know, because your body is dehydrated when you're drinking. Like, you're constantly going to the toilet. You're flushing all the salt out of your system. That's why you crave, like, foods high in sodium, high in salt, because you're losing so much salt from going to the toilet. That's why you crave salty foods. So eventually I just stopped. I was like, just go home to bed. You'll wake up and you can have your breakfast then. And yeah, I don't do that anymore. I actually think I did it once last year. It was for my friend's birthday. And I was like, well, do you know what? I haven't done this in donkeys. So yeah, we got a McDonald's on the way home. I was like, oh, do you know what? Feck it, I'll just do it. But look, few and far between. But yeah, what would be the best decision? Probably just go home to bed. It's two nights that you're away for. Like, you can survive without a kebab at 2 o'clock in the morning. And again, if you are used to just having like your three meals a day at home, like your breakfast, lunch and dinner, and you don't eat past 9 o'clock or whatever, it would feel alien. That was another reason for me. It would feel alien to have a full-blown meal, a main course meal, at 2 or 3 in the morning. Like, if you think about it, like, humans aren't really designed to eat like that. That's why people who work night shifts, like, do find it hard to drop body fat, because humans aren't supposed to be awake at that hour of the night. Like, when you go back to caveman times, like, we were asleep. You know, we used to go hunting for our food and eat it during the day. Like, we're not supposed to eat in the middle of the night. So people who do work night shifts, they do find it harder to lose body fat because their sleeping patterns all over the place, their eating habits are all over the place. Yeah, it's a bizarre way to be. It really is. So I would say I commend anyone who works a night shift and is trying to drop body fat, because they do have it tougher than, you know, the average 9-to-5 person. When it comes to working out, exercise, personally, if it was 2 days, I probably wouldn't bother. If it was a girls' weekend or a hen's weekend, if it was a wholesome trip with a boyfriend or just one friend and I was barely drinking or wasn't drinking at all, I'd probably go down to the hotel gym and maybe to just kill a bit of time and get one workout in, one full body workout, one workout in for my head and to feel good. 2 days and not walking out in the grand scheme of things is nothing. If I was going to Spain or the Canaries for a week with family, you can still be mindful too, but you've probably went into the deficit for the holiday to be in shape for the holiday. So you could probably be a bit looser with calories and, you know, exercise at that stage and get back to normal when you're home. So many people get in shape for a holiday and then just go back to their old habits once the holiday is over, and that's how they put the weight back on. Why can't you keep up your daily walking and your workouts and just bring your calories back up to maintenance and eat more food again, but you're just not going off the rails? It's a lifestyle. It's a way of living. It's not just an 8-week crash course for a holiday. Like, it's like you're bringing your body on holiday for 8 weeks and then you go on holiday, upend it, and then come back and just continue to upend it. Like, you know, maintain the body you've worked so hard for. You can do that, okay? It doesn't have to be one or the other. You don't have to be in a constant state of dieting and then in a constant state of being in a surplus. Like, there is an in-between. It's called maintenance. In terms of steps, if it's a city break or a holiday with family, you're probably going to be getting a lot of walking in anyway, so don't put too much pressure on yourself. If it's a hen weekend, 2 days of a low step count isn't going to impact you at all in the grand scheme of things. Again, if it's a 12 to 16 week fat loss phase, is 2 days of a low step count going to make a massive difference? Like, let's just say there's 110 days in 4 months, like 2 days where your steps are low and the rest of the time, like, they're pretty high. Again, in the grand scheme of things, it's not an awful lot. It's not going to impact you. It's not going to cause any damage. If there's a few hours where people are just pottering around and doing their own thing, you could do 30 minutes on the treadmill in terms of steps in the local hotel gym or in the local gym or the hotel gym or just walk around locally if it's during the day, obviously not at night. But remember, life is for living. You're not going to ruin your progress and the scale will spike when you're home, okay? If I was to recommend anything, I would say probably don't weigh yourself when you get home because you will frighten yourself. It's just extra water retention. You just had more carbs than usual. Like, you've been gone so long, you've been tracking so long with MyFitnessPal. You know, you've been sticking to this similar carb intake daily for, like, say, the last 2 months. And, you know, you go away and you're not tracking your carb intake and you eat a little bit more than usual. And it's just extra water retention. That's all it is. For every gram of carb we eat, we hold on to 3 to 4 grams of water. Okay? So that's all that is. And the scale will taper down after a few days. If you get home on a Sunday, maybe weigh yourself on the Wednesday. Okay? Because you will, even though I'm explaining this to you, I know that people will still jump to conclusions and think it's body fat. And then what happens is, they think, I'm after ruining everything, I'm going to throw the towel in, I'll just start back again next week. No, the worst thing you can do is that, okay? The best thing you can do is just get back to your routine as quick as possible. And when you're away, try not track the foods, okay? Don't be going through the effort of taking out your phone at breakfast, lunch and dinner and trying to put in, all right, 2 pork sausages, 2 rashers. Like, you're just going to give yourself a headache. And then you might frighten yourself because you might see how many calories is in it. And you're like, oh, no, no way, no way. You know, I'm just going to order a salad for everything. Stop. Enjoy life. Life is for living. It's 2 days, 2 to 3 days out of your fat loss block. Okay. Relax. It's okay. In the grand scheme of things, it's not that significant whatsoever. And you will get some friends if, you know, if you're going away with a group of people and, you know, you're pulling up the chef and you're like, is there this in it? How many calories is in that? How many calories? You don't need to be like that. All right. And that's what brings those type of people out then. Yeah. Oh, look at you on your diet and watching your way. You're away. Like, will you live a little? Like, you will get people like that. But if it's your own friends or your other half, your partner or your family, like, you know, if they are decent people, they'll understand, oh yeah, you're in a calorie deficit, you're still being mindful, fair play to you. But you will get people who will try and make smart comments, and that's just a reflection of them and their issues, nothing to do with you. But yeah, try not track foods on MyFitnessPal. You don't need to. I would never expect my clients to do that ever. And you're not really in a position where you can track properly anyway, because you don't know what, you know, chefs are throwing into that and stuff. Like, it's just a headache you don't need to do. But where was I? Yes, life is for living. Yeah, the scale will spike when you get home due to water retention. And where else are we? But let's say the scale did spike and it was body fat. 100% confident it wouldn't be body fat, but let's say it was. What would be the best thing to do? Press the fucker button and continue to eat crap and be sedentary again? Or just take it in your stride and continue as normal? How you respond to this situation is key. And be realistic. It's probably not going to be a week where you lose fat. All right. Now, let's be honest. Okay. If you are tracking Monday to Thursday and then the Friday to Sunday, you were away on a hen weekend or a city break, you probably won't drop a pound of body fat that week, but you'll probably maintain. Okay. You'll probably maintain your weight that week. And that's okay too. All right. That is okay too. But when you come back and you weigh yourself, which I don't recommend, you're going to think you gained body fat, but you haven't. Okay. So even though you're being, I have all this written down, taking a stride, continue as normal. How you respond to that situation is key, and be realistic too. It's probably not going to be a week where you lose fat, even though you're going to be mindful. It's just to keep the routine and habit alive. Okay. Even though you probably know you're not going to drop a pound of body fat, you still should keep your routine and habit alive. You'll probably just maintain your weight that week, but it's better than throwing the towel in and starting again from day one and just saying, oh, I'll just go off the rails for the next week. Then it's harder to get back to normality. Like, I've been away plenty of times when I have been in a deficit, when I haven't. And, you know, that cruise, for example, like, my routine was way out of whack. when I came home, it was like when you get into your car for the first time again after not driving it for 2 weeks, you're a bit unsure. And it takes a day or two to get back into the swing of things, but constantly saying, oh, I'll just get back on track tomorrow. Oh, I'll just order a big, big fat curry tonight and then I'll get back on track tomorrow. Like, that's old you trying to creep back in. That's the bad habits trying to creep back in. So try get back into your routine as quick as possible. Excuse me. And before you know it, the weekend will feel like it never even happened. Yeah, it'll just feel a bit weird, but it's just crucial to get back into your routine. And, you know, try avoid rewarding yourself with big family meal deals from Domino's because, oh, last week, last meal of the weekend, I'm still on London time. No, just get back to your regular dinner, or, you know, if you're home in the evening, if you're home in the evening time and you're hungry, maybe make a, I don't know, yeah, like something that's high protein. And if it's still bright out, maybe just try get a Lapidus day in or something and make up for some steps. But in terms of that podcast, yeah, so that was to help you basically navigate your way through a few days away if you're in a calorie deficit, okay? Now, look, if you're not in a calorie deficit, but you enjoy eating at the same meal times every day, you enjoy eating cleaner options and enjoying fun foods in moderation, you can still do that while you're away. Like, when I go away, that cruise is excluded because that was my first time on a cruise and it was a fucking eye-opener to see how much food and drink is consumed on a cruise. I'll definitely be more mindful going into it the next time, but why can't you still go away and still do that? Like, for example, I'm going to Portugal in June, and when I go away, I'm not gonna go out of my way to eat shit because I'm on a holiday. Like, I know what foods make me feel good. Like, when I felt bloated on that cruise, I was like, oh, I don't want to feel like this again. I feel like this is ruining my holiday because I'm so bloated and I feel so uncomfortable. Like, when I'm going for breakfast, I'm not going to order the dirtiest option on the menu because I'm on holiday. I'm going to be like, well, what's going to make me feel better and what's going to make my stomach feel good? Will I be drinking alcohol? Yes, probably. Will I be eating tubs of Pringles? No, probably not. Like, I'll still be eating clean foods, but it's not because I'm afraid of gaining weight after my holiday. It's because it makes me feel better. And, you know, it makes my digestive system feel better. It makes my stomach feel better. Like, that cruise was a prime example of what putting consistent crap into your body and eating at, you know, sporadic times of the day can do to your digestive system. So I know what works for me. I know what makes me feel better. Will I enjoy, like, you know, Thai dishes, Indian dishes? Yes, of course, but I'm not going to be eating 3 to 4 to 5 meals a day just because I'm away. Like, I'm not on a holiday from my lifestyle. I'm on a holiday from work. So from, you know, being glued to my phone, to my laptop, you know, I'm in switch off mode, but my body is not in switch off mode. Am I going to be burying myself in the gym? Absolutely not. If I get a workout in, great. I'm not going to put pressure on myself. Will I be getting a lot of steps in? Probably, yeah. I'll be walking around a lot. But I'm not going to be sitting in a pub all day or sitting in a bar all day because I wouldn't do that at home. I'll probably be drinking a little bit more than usual because I haven't drank in like 5 months nearly. But yeah, it's just, I'm not going away to upend myself because I'm away. So don't feel like that either. Don't feel like I've made all this progress, but I'm going away now, so I have to upend myself. I have to eat loads. I have to eat shit. I'm on holiday. Like, that's what everybody else is doing. No, do what works for you. What makes you feel better? What makes your stomach feel better? If you want to go and get a workout in, go and get a workout in. If you don't, that's fine. But just do what makes you feel better. Don't sweat it. You aren't going to ruin your progress in the grand scheme of things. If you are in a fat loss phase for 12 to 16 weeks, going away for 2 to 3 nights or even a week, it's not going to make a massive difference. And the worst that can happen is you'll just maintain your weight that week. And if you do put on a pound of fat, you have the rest of your life to make up for it. Remember, this is a lifestyle. You wouldn't even notice a pound of fat on someone's face, okay? Do you know how long it takes for you to start noticing fat loss? Like, at least 8 pounds in. You know, it depends. It's different for everyone, but I wouldn't even sweat it. Don't be beating yourself up. At the end of the day, did you have a good time? Did you make memories? Yes. Well, then that's the main thing. You will have the rest of your life to make up for that pound of fat that you gained, okay? Even though that probably won't happen. Okay, so that wraps up this week's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and I will be back with you next week.